This is the Bob Cochran Report. The other day I walked into the studio at the Phil Henry El Pacifico studio. I'm getting ready to do the Bob Cochran Report, as I've done every day for the last, 10 years now? And I brought with me my own pep drink. And they knew, the members of the Phil Henry staff, that I have my own pep drink that's a pep drink for health and vigor. I brought my pep drink, I put the pep drink down, and I took the cap off, and I took a very healthy, liberal drink from it to get the day going. Okay, now, there is alcohol in it. And here's where they think they've got you. It is my pep drink. It peps me up and picks me up. I call it the pep drink because it gives me pep, and it gives me a good pick-me-up, pep feel. Okay? And yeah, there's alcohol in it. There is about a bottle and a half of vodka in it. And before you begin to judge me, judge yourself. Okay? Because I'm able to, I have the Bob Cochran pep drink, and this has been going on. And all of a sudden, a man by the name of Bob Dickman, who has been a producer on the Phil Henry show, walked in and took the jar that I have. And this is a pep drink that I have shared with people in hospitals. And I've shared with the homeless, anybody that wanted I would say, good morning to you. Here's the pep. Would you like a pep? Would you want to get it pep? Do you want to pep it up? And sometimes people would look you up and down and go, what do you mean? Do I want to pep it up? And you have to explain. It's the pep drink. And you send it under their nose. You're like, there, what do you think of that? You know, take a sniff of that. And they go, yes, yes, I'll have a drink. So the other morning, at about 20 minutes past 7, I believe, I was on my way in to record the Bob Cochran Report, as I've done every day for countless, I can't count the number of years. It seems like it's been so long, I think it's been about a year and a half, that I've come in every day to do the Bob Cochran Report. And this man, Bob Dickman, walked in, took the jar away from me, took a sniff of it, and pointed a finger at me and said, I'm telling Mr. Henry, I'm telling on you. Imagine the dull, dim wit of an individual that would do that. I said, Mr. Dickman, I said, Bob, come on. And he just waved me off. He waved me off as if I needed underarm deodorant. And immediately reported off to Mr. Went off to tumbled away. Anyway, he told Mr. Henry, and Mr. Henry came to me and said, Bob, let me take a sniff of whatever that. I said, of course, Mr. Henry. And I said, before you do, I will fully admit there's a bottle of vodka in it, but there's also fruit juice. There's whey powder. There's vitamins B through C. There's some wheatgrass. There's a touch of ginseng root. And there's a touch of coriander and oleander. And that's a little joke. I've got Mr. Henry has a friend named Don Oleander. I said, he said, no, my friend's name is Don Olander, not Oleander. And then he made a reference to me, and he said, Bob, are you drinking more now than ever before? And I said, why would you say that to me, Mr. Henry? He said, because I'm frightened for you. I think you're drinking more now than ever before. I said, I'm getting ready to do the Bob Cochran report. Why would you even intimate something like that? I was out of breath. I was breathless from this wholesale attack on Bob Cochran. So I took another drink of the Bob Cochran prep, what I call the pep preparation. And this guy Dickman walked in again. Bob Dickman, I'll never forget him as long as I live. And he said, Bob, give me that pep preparation. Mr. Henry wants to see what's in it. I said, I already gave it to you once, and you went off and reported me. And he said, why do you call it a preparation? He said, that's what they put on an anus when it's inflamed. And I said, how dare you? And he apologized right away. Bob Dickman apologized. He said, I'm sorry, but that's what comes to my mind. And then Mrs. Gray came in, and then General Mr. Shaw came in to begin their workday. And that's when I very quietly and very respectfully bowed out. And as I was leaving, I had taken the rest of the pep preparation and drank it down. And that's when Bob Dickman pointed at me and said, you drank it all down before we could run a test on it. And I just waved him off and I said, go, you know what? I said, you're the one, not me. You're the one that needs help. This has been the Bob Cochran Report.
Hello, this is Margaret Gray for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. This is a subscription to a website that has some 60,000 hours of audio, the radio show and the digital content. Now, Mr. Henry's radio show was record-breaking. It was awe-inspiring. It had people's jaws hanging open all across the United States. People would come out of meetings or getting out of their cars or getting away from lunch, and their jaws would be slack, hanging open. And if, Bud, you did it very well, you...
Yeah, it'd be like they'd be going,
Right. If they were making a noise, they'd be... Go ahead. That's the noise you make when you listen to The Phil Henry Show.
Get a backstage pass today at philhenryshow.com. Get one for a month. Get one for a year. It don't make no never mind to us. The world famous Phil Henry Show. The greatest value online. Other than porn.
All right, welcome back here. It is kind of a gonzo Tuesday here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We want to thank Bob Cochran for the Bob Cochran Report, and we have Larry Grover, who's going to be doing something called, what is it, Bud?
This is going to be the Gentleman's Daily. Gentleman's Wear Daily.
No, it's a gentleman's...
It's a gentleman's clothing advice segment that he wanted to try out.
All right, we can get Larry on the line here. Now, I understand, if I'm not mistaken, and I would rather not that his mother, you know, I'm not trying to complain, Larry, but is your mother there?
Yeah, mother's here, and go ahead.
Phil, hi. I don't want to rain on Larry's parade. I really don't. But I pointed out to him that when I walked into the kitchen, I could smell it.
All right. So this is the way it's going to be, Phil. I'm going to try and do a gentleman's wear report. That is a report on... Phone away from me, Mother?
Oh, it's Larry's cell phone that's disconnected. I had it plugged in.
I understand, Mother. I don't need it plugged in right now. It's 99%.
So, Phil...
Excuse me, I'll do it. This is a gentleman's wear report, Phil. I wanted to report on some of the the fashions that the men are wearing. And, Mother wanted to...
Well, what happened here?
When Larry was practicing his script, I came into the kitchen. I said I could smell it.
You know what I'm saying? So,
why do you need to talk about this now?
Because I was on a roll. I was talking about some of the new sort of sportswear that men are wearing. I was talking about some of the sports jackets. I was talking about some of the slacks. I was practicing my script, and Mother walks into the kitchen and does this thing. She always does this thing. She goes, she snips the air. Smell his feet. Thank you, Mother. So,
all right, Gloria, this is Margaret. Do we really need to hear this now?
No, we don't. Larry's the one that brought it up. I don't care, Margaret.
All right, so Larry, go ahead.
Yeah, Larry, go ahead with your report.
All right, so this is Larry Grover with the menswear. This is Larry Grover with Men's Fashion today on the Phil Henry Show. See, she's doing...
I can smell your feet, Larry.
Mrs. Grover, it's Phil Henry.
Yes, Phil.
Would you do us the kind favor of just not bothering Larry while he's trying to do this?
But I can smell his feet.
Oh, boy, she's going to get... In case any of you listening right now don't know that my feet smell...
Oh, Larry, don't make an ass of yourself. Give me an ass out of...
Hey, Mrs. Grover, what we're trying to... All right, so Larry, do your feet smell or something?
There you go. You got it worked into the show. Are you happy?
Larry, I'm... Why am I not allowed to say... Margaret, can I ask you a question?
Gloria, go ahead, but I know what the question's going to be, and I already know what my answer will be.
All right, well, what's my question going to be?
Don't you think you have the right to point out to Larry that his feet smell? Yes, but you do not have that right.
Whoa, stop right there. So you are saying I do have that right?
Yes, I am saying you have the right to say that, but I also want you to understand that that's going to throw him off while he's practicing his script.
Oh, boy.
You see, Mother, when you say to a man, your feet smell...
I said that to your father some 40 years ago, Larry, when he climbed into bed just before we conceived you, if you want to get right down to it.
Oh, okay, Ms. Grover.
Oh, for God's sake, Mother... Wait a minute. I want to get this said, Mr. Henry, because I've been needing to say it for a long time. On the night that Larry was conceived, his father's feet stunk like an open grave. He got into bed with these feet, and I said to him, get in there, and you get in there and clean the feet off.
But did he?
No, he did not. He said, you know what? Live and learn. That was your father's motto. You live and you learn. And so you were conceived, Larry. Well, I smelled...
Bullshit. I don't believe this for a minute.
Are you laughing at Mr. Henry?
I am joking, Larry. I'm sorry.
I didn't believe that for a minute.
You kidding me, man? It sounded real.
It sounded... You're saying it...
Oh, Larry, stop it. I was having some fun. No, your father's feet didn't stink the night you were... Frankly, Larry, the night you were conceived, your father and I both don't remember it because we've been over at Tooley's. You remember Mr. and Mrs. Toolshed? You remember the tool shedders? We were at a party at their house, and they busted a jug out.
Okay, so... All right,
we're hearing everything here except what we were supposed to hear.
That's right. I don't want to do it now. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, come on, Larry.
I'm going to rewrite it, Mr. I'm not in the mood. I heard about my feet stinking.
Saying, Larry, that thank God your feet don't stink.
That's not what you said. You said that when you walked into the kitchen, you could smell feet. And I said, well, there's 4 feet in the kitchen now. There were only 2 before. So as you walked in, you could smell feet. And Mother said, yes. I said, I guess that means they're mine.
Yes, Larry, that by power of deduction, the feet were yours. But I wasn't saying necessarily that your feet are the only feet in this house that stink.
Okay, this conversation, we don't need to hear.
Larry and Mrs. Grover, thank you very much for another entertaining segment that had nothing whatsoever to do with what we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, we were going to talk about men's fashion and everything.
Well, I'm not in the mood right now.
Oh, you're going to bitch out, huh?
Hey, Larry.
Mrs. Grover, I do think that when Larry is getting ready to be on the air with us...
All right, I heard you people.
Well, it's true, Gloria.
All right.
Mother, she threw the phone on the floor and she's walking away. She threw the phone on the floor, she's walking away. She's scratching her ass right now and she's flipping me off. And now she's laughing. I can tell you, Mr. Henry.
Larry, why don't you move out of there? Good question.
Why don't I move out of where?
Living with your mother. You're in your 50s now, dude. You know, when Madeline and the kids left you, it's been over 20 years.
I've been too involved in a lot of the projects I'm interested in. Politics and...
No, get the hell out of there. Quit living with your mother. Go out on your own. Have you got a girlfriend?
You know, this is very embarrassing, Mr. Henry. Very embarrassing indeed.
Have you got a girlfriend?
No.
You know, you were married, you had 4 daughters. Now, do you ever see the kids?
Yeah, I see the kids.
Okay, I mean, other than that, what?
I'm here with Mother, okay? I sleep on the service porch because there's a nice cot out there.
Larry, it's about time you get off the service porch, get out, get an apartment, and get away from Mother with her talking about the smell of your feet and Elcott coming and pushing his way into the...
Oh, Dr. Elcott hasn't been around for a while.
Is your mother still going out with him?
Yeah, they're going out with him. They're married.
Oh, that's right. Well, what is she doing there?
Well, they don't live together. Mother lives here with me.
So they're blended, as they say in Elcott, the next step, but they don't live together.
No, Well, Mother says she can't live with Dr. Elcott because of his hygiene.
What is it with you people, man? You got dirty feet. You got B.O. What is it? Hygiene?
Yeah, what's the problem with you?
Let me do that. Hi, Phil, it's Gloria. Yeah, listen, I dropped a joke to Larry one day. I said that Dr. Elcott smelled like ass, and Larry took it seriously, and now he says, Ed Elcott is one of the most fastidious and sweet-smelling men I've ever been around. There's not a thing wrong with his hygiene.
You're the one that said he smelled like ass.
I was kidding around.
Well, Gloria, you're kidding around about people's feet smelling. A guy... talking about a guy smelling like ass.
Yes, I said that, okay? I said it because he was beginning to get too big for his britches.
And what? Too big for his britches because what? He was getting considered for Overlord.
Considered for Overlord? The bitch was an Overlord. He made it to Overlord and then decided he didn't smell like ass, started pushing his way around, and we had to demote him.
I don't want to hear this story anymore, okay? The stuff that goes on at Elcott, The Next Step, no one understands other than you guys. And Dr. Elcott, with his show and... what's that siren?
Larry's watching Cops.
Cops? Is it still on?
Yeah, Larry, is that Cops? Or something, you know, an emergency.
All right, so we're not going to have the men's report?
Yeah, you can do the men's report, Larry.
I don't give it.
No, I don't think so. Larry, you wash your feet...
And Ms. Grover, I hold you...
You hand me.
I hold you responsible, at least in part for this, by bugging this guy until he just, you know...
Oh, what a dick.
What's wrong, Mr. Henry?
Your mother just called me a dick. Gloria, I'll talk to you later.
Who's that?
Ms. Gray.
Thank you, Larry, for making a good faith effort here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, I gotta tell you, Phil...
It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're going to come back here with our good friend, Bobby Dooley. Don't forget our world-famous Phil Henry Show merch store. We have Ted's of Beverly Hills gear like you've never seen before. We have the chef's coat. We have Ted's t-shirts. We have Ted's hoodie. We've got the Ted's underwear. What is that about?
Well, these are sort of panties for women.
Panties for Ted? Not for Ted. I mean from Ted. Yes. Okay. We also have the Je T'aime lingerie t-shirt. We have, that's from Rudy Canoza before he, you know, became the bartender.
Yeah, the guy had his own lingerie place, now the guy's a bartender. What's that all about?
What's the matter? You don't like a guy working for a living?
Yeah.
We have that, and we have Steve Bozell's B&B Construction, a lot of Bobby Dooley Western Estates gear for you. We have the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt, and so much more, including the shot glasses, Phil Henry Show shot glasses. We have our coffee mugs, our ball caps, and t-shirts. It is Phil Henry Show merch. So if you listen to the show and you enjoy it every day, you have to put on at least one piece of Phil Henry Show merch a day. Just one piece. It can be anything. In fact, we got to get the circle of taste thing going.
That's a great idea.
Bobby, if you're listening, we need a circle of taste t-shirt so that every woman who wears that circle of taste t-shirt, she knows... She's the shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Ow.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn. Thank you.
Bobby Dooley coming up here for just a brief second. Is Bobby in the bathtub?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Phil. I am taking a bath. I'm taking a tub. Is there a problem?
No, it's not a problem. But again, we have the problem of the bathtub, and sometimes it just, you know, gets in the way. Anyway, good to have you on the program with us, Bobby. We wanted to mention very briefly, Bobby, that you do have the circle of taste, and as we just indicated there in the promo, have you thought about a circle of taste t-shirt?
Well, that's certainly up to the people that do the marketing there on the Phil Henry, on the Phil Henry Show. We do have three of the gals at your show, Sue Price, Anais, and Linda, the young lady from Miami.
Yeah, Linda came all the way from Miami. Let's.
Yeah.
Very good, Linda. That was something else.
That really was, and I really appreciate their efforts. I know that they sort of inaugurated themselves, and so what I did was I inaugurated them official Circle of Taste women. They are the first Circle of Taste women. Yay. Outside of Western Estates, what's ever been nominated? Let's hear it for them.
All right, yeah.
All right, that's pretty cool, Bobby. Thank you very much for that. That's pretty cool, Bobby. Thank you for that honor.
Well, I didn't nominate you, Phil.
We know that, Bobby.
I know.
Well, it sounds like you're going, hey, thank you. Do you want to be in the Circle of Taste?
Yeah, Phil, do you want to be in the Circle of Taste? Sure.
I don't think you'd like... God, that would make you look like you're a homosexual.
I'm kidding around, Bobby. So Bobby and Steve Dooley have the... So Bobby and Steve Dooley are back at Western Estates, and they're enjoying a much, much needed rest. I found out after the fact, Bobby, that did you pull a muscle or something?
Yeah, I had a little bit of an injury on stage. And essentially, it was when I was demonstrating how we carry the mock baby. Okay.
Bobby, that was very shocking. And Phil even chased you off the stage after that.
Phil didn't chase me off of anything.
Well, when you said that you were carrying the Kupfenberg's baby?
Yes, it was Lisa and Bill Kupfenberg. They just had a three-month-old infant daughter. And we pretended, Phil, we pretended, okay, to carry the baby toward the bonfire, and we were going to do a human sacrifice, but at the last minute, we threw in the Costco chicken roasters.
I get that, but it was really scary, and that's why I kind of interrupted.
Well, you interrupted, and I pulled a muscle. I pulled, what was it, Steve?
Like a butt muscle.
It was the muscle up the butt area, okay? And I didn't want to go and have this dealt with by Dr. Bottleby. And so Steve gave me a massage on the left butt, the left buttock. What is it?
Left gluteus buttockle.
Gluteus maximus. On the left gluteus maximus, yes.
Okay. And as Steve is rubbing it up and down there at the car, LAPD came by and cruised very slowly, watching him giving me the butt rub. And I said, all right, Steve, you better knock it off because the guy thinks we're creeps. But I waved and I said, I'm fine.
You're kidding. When did this happen?
This is right after we said goodbye to Anaïs, Sue, and Linda, and they went off to have a cocktail.
Okay.
And I said, okay, you guys are officially Circle of Taste. And I got back to the car, and I felt the twinge, right, Steve?
Yeah, she was limping. I could tell she was limping and holding the left butt, the left butt cheek. So when we got to the car, before we got in, I told her to lean over the hood, and I started doing it very quick with my knuckles, my hand, and then I used my foot to sort of kind of roll the butt muscle, you know?
Yeah.
What is so funny now?
Just nothing. But watch, you guys are doing this where, out in the open?
Yes.
Well, it was pretty late at night, right?
It was about 10:30, Phil. Take it easy. Okay?
All right, so then what?
God, listen to you.
Then what?
Then he took my pants.
Then what happened, Bobby?
Okay. Then we saw an LAPD black and white roll by, and we saw them slow up and look. And this is when Steve was running his knuckles up the butt cheek.
Okay.
And I turned and I waved and I said, I'm okay.
All right. I mean, that's all I heard was that the cops, you know, were there.
No, there was no police, Phil, per se. The police officer and I waved and I went, hi, like that. And he sped off.
Yeah, he sped off. He saw me giving my wife the butt massage.
I'll bet he sped off. He probably scared the hell out of him.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying that this guy sees the two of you, he's got his foot on your butt cheek. This cop probably thought, time to knock off.
Yeah, probably thought it was way past his bedtime.
What are you talking about?
Nothing, Bobby. Okay, so you're fine?
Yeah, I am, but I've got to go over to Dr. Bottleby's later on this afternoon. Probably I'm going to have to get a shot, do you think, Steve?
They might have to give her a Demerol.
Demerol? I mean, how bad did you hurt yourself?
Oh, my God, Phil.
Demerol?
It wasn't that bad.
I mean, I've had Demerol after I've literally sprained my back. Is that what happened to you?
Well, whatever it was pretty painful. And I think Steve might have made it worse.
Oh, come on, honey.
I think you did, Steve. When you ran your foot up my butt cheek, it hurt.
Why don't you guys go to a doctor before you're hanging out in parking lot? Bobby, you're hanging out in a parking lot, letting Steve give you a butt massage, while LAPD doesn't know what to make of it.
Oh, they were fine, okay?
Well, apparently you're not, so yeah, we're going to let you go. But I'm glad to hear that you've inaugurated Anaïs, Linda, and Sue into the Circle of Taste.
Yes, there are three initial inductees, or what we call the inductee. That is, the induct, into the duck goes the T, and we shortened it up to inductee.
Yeah.
What does that mean, into the duck goes the T?
About a duck that gulps.
Okay.
Oh, look at this, Steve. He thinks we're weird.
God, you think we're weird, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I do. I think you are weird. I think you're way weirder than I'll ever hope to be in my life.
What a dick and a half.
The Dooleys, yeah. Bye, Bobby and Steve.
What?
Nothing. Ah, turn that down, bud. All right, folks. Thank you for joining us here on this Tuesday on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have got a busy week. What's going on with you anyway? I don't want to get into it, but there's a whole lot of personal business that's happening. I'll let you guys know as we go along. But yeah, there's a lot of there's major events that are transpiring behind the scenes, but they're all good, baby, all good. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on podcast one. Don't forget to go to the merch store and get yourself a Margaret Gray, a Little Bird Told Me T-shirt. Yeah. Deal.
Yeah, and get a circle of taste.
There is no circle of taste stuff, but there is a, is there a circle of taste? I don't know. But there is the Western Estates Homeowners Association official windshield decal, baby. You get in where even God can't go.
Yeah.
That is sacrilegious.